مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone doing today? Good? Alhamdulillah. That's good to hear, alhamdulillah. So we're all here for another day, almost entering the last 10 days of Ramadan. SubhanAllah, it's going by so fast. And how are all of your fasts going? If you are fasting, then how are your fasts going? And also, how is Ramadan going? Good? Yeah, it's almost done. Well, I hope that we're able to make the most benefit of these last 10 days, inshallah, and that we're also able to benefit from our classes, inshallah. Okay? So with that, I pray that all of us are ready to start our class today. Yes? Okay. Alhamdulillah. So we're going to be beginning with our hifz. And let us continue from where we left off in Surah Abasa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone? Hope you're well, inshallah, and ready to learn. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, we're almost done, Surah Abasa. I hope you guys are all up to date with your memorization. Or trying at least, inshallah. Okay, let's start with our duas first, and then we'll start from the beginning until verse 26, okay? رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي رَبَّنَا زِدْنَا عِلْمًا آمين أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا. I will start from today's lesson. You can follow after me. فأنبتنا فيها حبا 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 Can you read it with me? فأنبتنا فيها حبا فأنبتنا فيها حبا فأنبتنا فيها حبا فأنبتنا فيها حبا فأنبتنا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا. Can you repeat it with me now? وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا. Now from verse 27. فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا. وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا. Now from verse number 27. فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا. You can repeat it with me now. وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا. Okay, now from verse 27. فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا. 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 Can you recite it with me now? وفاكهة وأبا. وفاكهة وأبا. وفاكهة وأبا. وفاكهة وأبا. وفاكهة وأبا. وفاكهة وأبا. Now from verse 27. فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. 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 Okay, let's read it together now. متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. 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 Now from verse 27. فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. Okay, now let's start from the beginning, verse 1, and we'll read to verse 32, inshallah. Everyone should be looking at their mushafs, or if you haven't memorized, try reading as they're looking. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. Okay, we'll stop there for today, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So alhamdulillah, we have completed 32 verses of Surah Abasa. And I hope that all of you guys are keeping up to date with that, inshallah. Okay? Now we're going to be moving on to our next session, which is the Masnoon Dua. And I hope all of you guys are going to be paying attention to this dua because it's not one that most of us might be familiar with. So, inshallah, let's have a look at which Masnoon dua we are going to be covering today.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا آمين إلهي آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
How are you all doing today?
Alhamdulillah, we are fine.
Alhamdulillah, I'm happy to hear that. All thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who make us able to sit together once again and learn about Masnoon Du'as every time in this blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we have learned few du'as which bring rahmah in our life and make our daily routine full of Allah's blessings. I hope that all of you are learning them and trying to practice as well. Today we will learn du'a of rainfall. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. O Allah, make this beneficial rain. Ameen. I know that all of us like rain very much and enjoyed it a lot too. But we should never forget reciting this dua. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the only one who gives us rain from the sky. Rain helps the plants and flowers to grow. It is the best water for trees and grass. Rain shows Allah's mercy and it also turns hot weather into cold and nice weather. Rain keeps the water cycle maintained and in this way the water in oceans and rivers stay balanced. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wives, the Sahabiyat, used to store the rain water and drink them too, as the rain water is the cleanest of all and healthy too. That's why in this dua we are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may this rain be beneficial for us so that our plants and trees and all the beautiful fields can grow. May this rain water bring lots of blessings to us. May this rain water be healthier for all the animals and people who drink this water. May this rain be advantageous for our crops, which give us food and different trading goods. So we should always say this dua while raining, because if there is no rain, there will be no grass, no flowers, and no trees, and we will be lacking the food too. Alhamdulillah, as now we get to know lots of good things about rain, we will learn this dua, inshallah. So now I will say it and please all of you repeat it after me. Allahumma nafiya.
Nafiya.
Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Sayyiban.
Sayyiban.
Nafi'a.
Nafi'a.
Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Sayyiban.
Sayyiban.
Nafi'a.
Nafi'a.
Alhamdulillah, you all did a nice and great job, and I like the way all of you participate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us and all of you. See you all next time with new dua. Till then, be happy, make lots of du'as in this month, and try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
So how many of you guys have ever heard of that dua before? Or have known that there is a dua that we should say when it's raining outside? Okay. Yeah. So I hope that because of this now you're able to memorize the dua. And also next time you see it's raining, go out and make this dua. Because we learn about the importance that how sometimes rain is a blessing, but sometimes it might be a punishment. So that's why we also have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is a source of blessing and ni'mah for us. Okay? So, if you don't know that dua, please try to memorize it before our next session. And if you do, it's always good to review it. Okay? So let's go on to our next session now, inshallah. We're going to be looking at the pillars of Islam. And actually, we're going to be finishing off Salah today. So please focus on what she's saying. And even if you know what she's saying, we all need a good reminder. So please focus on what she's saying. Remember the important parts and enjoy. Okay? Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, everyone. I really pray and I really hope that you all are smiling as always and happy and healthy and feeling more connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling more proud to be a Muslim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So, inshallah, are you ready for the lesson? I think yes. So, let's start our lesson and we are learning about the second pillar of Islam, which is as-salah, and which is very important, very important. So, alhamdulillah, till now we have reached till what? If we have seen about ablution in our steps, then we come to the intention making before the salah, and then we see that we have to say Allahu Akbar, and then we say the opening dua, and now comes the Surah Al-Fatiha, a very important part of our salah. You know this, the Surah Al-Fatiha is that component of our prayers without which our salah is not accepted. If I do not read Surah Al-Fatiha and I say I read some other surah, my salah is not valid. So for my salah being valid and accepted in the sight of Allah, it's important that I read Surah Al-Fatiha in every rakat for sure. Now let's see that what is special about Surah Al-Fatiha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it so important place that, you know, if we miss it, our salah is invalid. Why? So now we come to know according to a hadith which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relates to us that it is a dialogue between Allah and His servant. You know, it's a dialogue. I'm talking directly to Allah. Allah is listening. Now let's see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah says, I have divided Surah Al-Fatiha into two halves, between me and my slave. And who is the slave? You and me, of course. And then Allah says, my slave will receive what he asks. Superb. Alhamdulillah. So whatever I want, whatever you want, it's a nice place to just ask for that. So let's see further. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start within the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent. Alhamdulillah. Now the next phrase comes is the servant says, which means me and you. So we can just keep our names, you know. I say and you just keep that you say. So I say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe. All the praises to Allah? Yes, the Lord of the universe. So Allah says in return what? My slave has praised me. Subhanallah. You know, if you're talking to someone and you just have someone in front and he's just fully focused towards you. Sometimes what happens, you're talking to your friends and they're just not listening to us and you just ask something and they're not answering back. So what kind of communication is it? This meeting is not really nice, you know. You don't feel really good. But now Allah has given us the opportunity in this salah to talk to Him and the way that He is responding to us, subhanallah. Every time I say in salah, Allah said this to me. Now just think, He is such a big Lord. He provides everything for everyone in this world. Can anyone do this? No, no one can do this. No one ever can do this. We see just the president of the country, he becomes so respectful because he's the president of the country. He looks at the affairs of everyone within that country. But here comes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Lord of the universe and He is telling me, He is responding to my words, subhanallah. Next phrase comes what? That I say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. the compassionate, the merciful, the compassionate, the merciful. My slave has extolled me. Allah Ta'ala says that my slave has extolled me, which means that Allah's slave has, like, I have praised Allah so much, so much. In just two words, I said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and Allah says that the slave has extolled me, the slave has praised abundantly or enthusiastically so much. Subhanallah. Now the next part comes what? Maliki Yawmi Deen, Master of the Day of Judgment. Now Allah says in return to what? My slave has glorified me or entrusted me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We believe that Allah is the master of the day of judgment. And we really trust Allah that He's not going to do wrong with us. He will give us the best reward. He will do the right judgment between us. Yes, and even though we expect more, even we have so many faults, you know, but still we expect with Allah that He's going to forgive us. Mostly He's going to forgive us. He will be very merciful for us. Indeed, for that we also have to just put our struggles and efforts to pray, to please Him. But this is what we really expect from Him. Subhanallah, He will be humble. Now next phrase comes in Surah Al-Fatiha is, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship and you alone do we seek for help. Now subhanAllah, do we seek only Allah for help? This is a question mark even, you know. We should think, whatever problem comes, whatever thing we want, first of all, comes Allah. Tell Him first, Ya Allah, I want this. Then just go on to other means, you know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us things in the way or in through some different passages, you know, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to give us something, maybe our parents may provide it, they may become the source of it. So likewise. So first step is that we just call out to Allah. That's it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what in return to it, you know, this is between me and my slave. So whatever he asks, it will be granted. Excellent, excellent. So our grant is assured. It is confirmed Allah is going to give us. So just be firm about it. Now the next phrase comes is, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ ضالين. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed favors, and not of those who have incurred your wrath, and not of those who have gone astray. And this we are saying, Ya Allah, please keep us on the way of Islam. Please keep us on the way of Islam. Don't let us just get away from it. We stay as a good Muslim. And of course, good Muslims are those upon whom Allah favors His blessings, to whom Allah Ta'ala gives them so much in this world and in the hereafter as well. And then we say that, Ya Allah, please don't make us amongst those people who just got Your anger, who are just astrayed. We don't want to be amongst those. May Allah accept it from us. Ameen. Now you know what Allah says in return to this, such an important dua, because Islam is the thing with which we can only succeed. And Allah says, This part of the surah is exclusively for my slave, and my slave shall receive whatever he asks for. So subhanallah wa bihamdihi, what a beautiful hadith explaining the Surah Al-Fatiha, like the dialogue between, it's not rather explanation about Surah Al-Fatiha, but yeah, the dialogue between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we excited to just feel this in our salah, in the next coming salah? Are we excited to talk in this way to Allah? And you know, whenever we read Surah Al-Fatiha, we should not be in a hurry. We should give some time, like we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Pause. Don't just go in one way. It is better to just pause there, because one ayah completed here. It is better to do this. Even though someone is reading in one continuous way, that he's saying that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, like this, that's also not wrong. But better is what? That we pause in between these two ayahs. In every ayah, we stop. Okay? Now, look, we have such a great opportunity. Alhamdulillah, we all are ready to avail, and we may be availing it, but inshallah, this reminder is going to increase our eagerness towards our salah more, inshallah. So now whenever you feel sad or you want something, just offer salah. That's it, simple. And ask the most beneficent Lord, the one who is capable of doing everything, whose treasures never end. Nothing is going to come up like this. Oh, sorry, it is finished. No, it can't be. Allah has the power of to give unlimited. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So now, we move on to the next part of our salah, which is that we raise hands after doing this, and then we say Allahu Akbar, and then we do ruku', and then in the ruku' we say Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Okay, we say Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, and after that we come towards the next part of our salah, which is standing after the ruku'. When we have said three times at least Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, we stand up, we raise our hands again to our ears, and this time we do not say Allahu Akbar, but we say Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allah hears the one who prays him. Subhanallah. And a surety that yes, I heard you. Allah hears me. Yes, alhamdulillah. And then you also say that Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Oh, our Rabb, all the praise is due to you. Thank you, Allah. Thank you for giving us so amazing parts of the salam. And then the other part comes, which is really a favorite part of mine, that sajda. Now we reach the ground with our hands first and then the knees while saying Allahu Akbar. And then we rest on our palms and place our forehead on the ground, and then we place our nose, and then our knees are already on the ground and our feet on the floor, and our belly is a little bit away from our thighs, okay? And toes should be erected. And likewise, these are some details that you can just follow. And then we say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Far removed is my Rabb and from the imperfections, and the most high from any perfection. Yes? So alhamdulillah, beautiful phrase that we say. And we should just, if we memorize the meanings of these words, our salah is just going to be excellent. We will feel more better. So now let's get ready and get hold of all our du'as, because sajda is a time where the slave is very, very near to Allah. The most closeness a person can get in sujood only, you know. And it's really a big honor for being close to the owner of this big universe, isn't it? Subhanallah. So, and you know this happy fact, as you can see here, that just a simple sajda, doing a simple sajda, even out of the salah, it can make us happy instantly. And if we only, of course, the intention behind is to please Allah or to make dua to Allah, to talk to Allah, so do try it. You'll feel better, inshallah. And then the next part comes if we sit between the two sujood and we say, Rabbi Firli, Rabbi Firli, Rabbi Firli three times. Oh Lord, forgive me for my shortcomings. And then this one rakat is finished. And then now we pray the second rakat, same as like we did. And then the second rakat we sit for the first tashahud. And what is tashahud? It is at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu. And then further we go ahead. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So this also has very beautiful meaning, you know, that all compliments, that Allah is free of all perfections, all the compliments, all the good compliments are for Allah. Prayers are for Allah. Pure words and deeds are for Allah, and they are due to Allah because Allah helps us, you know. And may Allah grant the Prophet safety from all defects and imperfections and keep his message safe from all evil. And this is actually all the meaning which comes within the word salam, okay? And then mercy and honor also. And may safety and security be granted to us and to all the righteous slaves of Allah. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Subhanallah, this whole phrase teaches what? That our religion, Al-Islam, is a really peaceful, loving religion. We are not only making dua for ourselves. Okay, we make dua for the Prophet ﷺ that he gave us such a beautiful religion. But we are also making dua for all the people around, for all the good Muslims around, yes? Because they really, like this shows that we care for people. We are caring people. We are not the selfish kind of people. We are really loving people. SubhanAllah wa bihamdi. Thanks to Allah for such a beautiful religion. And likewise, we will offer several more rakat if needed. And then when reaching the final rakat, then we sit after the sujood and then we read the final tashahud, which is that we again read that at-tahiyyat phrase full and then we follow it with the reading of Durood Ibrahimi. I hope that, and I am sure that all of you must know it, that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And then Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So this is a special words for our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we also include the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, and such a big honor because Ibrahim alayhi salam is the one who made dua for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come. So it's such a really big thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included his name in our prayers. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and we send blessings, we make dua for them. Subhanallah. Okay, so till now are all the parts, if you're offering salah, that are complete and included. And finally, we end with saying salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And we do it two times, first the right side and then the left side, facing towards our shoulder. And then the left side when we do, we all say the same. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Now the meeting has ended. Now we finished our meeting with Allah. Now, you know, saying this that our meeting ended, I don't want to end it. I really want to do it. I want to continue it. That's why many people try to offer long prayers, you know. So alhamdulillah, it just depends upon us. As much as we love Allah, so much we would like to offer salah. And this salam is actually not directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to the recording angels on our left and right, and the people also who are on our left and right, if there are some. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, beautiful session. We learned about salah, and a lot more still is to be learned about salah. But as we don't have too much time, I really pray that we get some other chance to learn more and more in depth, even improve our salah. And may Allah accept it from us, ameen ya rabbil alameen. And may Allah really purify us from our sins. May Allah take them away, forgive us, ameen ya rabbil alameen. And help us to be attentive and punctual in our salah. Jazakumullah khairan kathir wa ahsanu al-jaza. Barakumullah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So alhamdulillah, we were able to cover the pillar of salah. And I hope that you guys really benefited from this session, that you were able to pick up on everything that the teacher said, inshallah, so that we can all implement these things in our salah in order to make it a better salah. Okay? So now, having said that, we're going to be moving on to our next session, and that would be the story time. Okay, so I'm gonna let you guys have I want you guys to enjoy the story, so try not to distract yourself by typing or talking. So just listen to what the teacher is saying, listen to the story, enjoy, and then we'll talk about it after the class and after the session ends, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I'm back again with another exciting story, and it is called as Sa'ad's Plan. The story actually is comprised of four parts. So inshallah today I will tell you part one and part two. And then the next day I will share with you part three and part four. The story is actually about, I'll give you a little bit of introduction, it's about a 10-year-old boy. And this is a boy who lives in Pakistan, and he lives with his grandmother called Khadija and his parents. Now, grandmother actually in Pakistan, usually they are referred to as Nani Jan if they are your mom's mom, and they are called as Dadi Jan if they are your dad's mom. So here we're going to talk about the dear Dadi Jan of Saad. So let's begin the story. Saad was a 10-year-old boy who lived with his parents and Dadi Jan in the city of Islamabad. His daddy was very old, But still, she loved spending time with him. And every night, before bed, Saad would crawl into her bed and listen to the fascinating stories of the brave warriors of Islam. One morning, Saad woke up to the loud noise sound of people talking. Who could be in our house so early in the morning? He asked himself. He opened his bedroom door just in time to see Dadi's doctor entering her room. His father was waiting outside, and when he saw Saad, he led him back into his room. His father looked very upset, and he sighed as he sat on Saad's bed. But just as he opened his mouth to speak, Saad cried out, "Papa? Papa? Is it Dadi? Is it Dadi, isn't it? Please, Papa, tell me what happened. What happened, Papa?" Saad's father didn't want to upset him, so he just said that Dadi had become a little sick during the night and might have to go to the hospital for a few tests. Now, Saad knew that his father was not telling him quite everything. He knew that Dadi was definitely very sick, because if she wasn't, Papa wouldn't be so upset. And also, Papa's brothers and sisters wouldn't be here so early in the morning to attend their mom. Dadi's condition must be serious for the whole family to visit her at this point of the morning, Saad thought to himself. Saad's father got up to leave the room, and instead of following him downstairs, Saad shut his door and sat down on the floor with his ear to the door so that he could hear what was going on outside Dadi's room. He could hear the voices coming from downstairs, but he didn't feel like meeting anyone, and he could hear the laughter and giggling of his little cousins, and that was only making Saad feel worse, because he was actually worried about Dadi Jaan. Besides, he was very upset, and he was afraid for Dadi, and he didn't want anyone to see him cry. Now, all of a sudden, Saad heard the sound of a siren, which caught his attention. He looked out of the window and watched two paramedics pull the stretcher out of the ambulance and wheel into the house. Saad became so afraid that he didn't even feel the tears as they rolled down his cheeks. He didn't want Dadi to go to hospital. He would miss her so much. What if she never came back home? What if she died? Then who would sing the beautiful nazams to him? The poetry? The stories? His mother didn't know any of those, and didn't even have the time to sing to him or tell him all those beautiful stories of the prophets and the brave Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh my God, who's going to take care of me when I'm going to wake up from a bad dream and I'm not able to sleep? It was only Dadi. It was only Dadi Jaan. And he knew that his parents would just get irritated and send him back to sleep or to his room. And then he was thinking, who would teach him the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and would remind him every day to practice them? His father hardly had time. Neither did he have patience. Oh, what am I going to do without Dadi? He asked himself. He heard voices outside and ran to the window, and when he saw Dadi being put into the ambulance, he began to cry. Dadi, Dadi, I'm going to miss you, Dadi. Why did you leave me, Dadi? Where are you going? Dadi Jaan. He couldn't take his eyes off the ambulance, and as it drove down the street, he began to pray. Oh Allah, please don't let my Dadi die. I need her more than everything, or anything. Please let her get better. I want her back home, safely. Allah, please promise me that you will take care of her. You will take care of her forever. Please, Allah, promise me. The next few weeks dragged on slowly. Saad and his father visited Dadi Jaan every evening. His mother was always too busy to go with them to the hospital, and she only accompanied them after she and Papa, they had an argument. Dadi was slowly getting better and was almost herself again. She told Saad that she missed him a lot and could not wait to come back home. Saad was also getting very impatient, and he could hardly contain his joy inside his heart. So when he came back home from school one day in time to hear, he was surprised because his mama was with one of her friends on the phone. and she was talking something very strange. Oh my God, what is Mama talking about? The Mama was actually telling her friend that how she feels about Dadijan, and this is what she was saying. Oh, my dear friend Sakina, you know what? It is such a difficult task for me to attend to Dadi Jan. You know, Asim's mother, it's very, very difficult for me. I have to do everything for her. You know, towards the end, you know what happened? I could not sit for a minute with my novel. Whenever I would sit with my novel, she would call me the 100th time. Oh, can you please bring me the medication? Now I want to go to the toilet. Now I want to have tea. Oh my God. I can't tell you how upset I was. I just couldn't handle that anymore. You know what I'm going to do? I have promised myself that the last 6 months, you know, I just was very upset. So I told my husband, Asim, I told him, look, when your mother is discharged, she will not be welcome here. And she has to go to a nursing home. And oh my God, Allah, I really thank Allah that I managed to find a place for her that is so cheap that my husband cannot even say no. So now, you know, she's going to go there. Sat in vain to hear the rest of the conversation. He just couldn't take it anymore. He dropped the school bag on the floor and he ran upstairs to his room. When his mother heard the bag fall on the floor, she realized that Saad had heard her conversation. So she quickly said goodbye to her friend and she ran up to Saad's room. She found him lying on the bed with his face buried in pillows as he was crying loudly. She called out his name, but he wouldn't answer her. She pleaded him to tell her why he was crying, and after a while he answered her.
Ummi, I'm crying because I want Daddy to come back home. But now you've sent her to some ugly old home where she'll live all alone. Why does she have to go to a home when we have enough room for her in our house? And now I'm all alone. Who will tell me the stories? Who will sing to me and me?
Oh, beta, don't be upset, my son. I'm here. I'm your mother. I will sing the song for you.
Mom, it's not about me. It's about Daddy now. She will be all alone in that boring place.
The mother, when she heard that, she just didn't know what to do. And she was trying to comfort her son. Beta, beta, no. This is not going to happen that way. You know what? There are many other people in the old home. And you know, they're all of the same age. So she will have many friends. And she will be busy. And you know how friendly she is. So she was going to make more friends. And you know what important thing is? The important thing is that there are doctors and nurses to take care of her all the time. So that she doesn't get sick again. There are also lots of other facilities there to enjoy. We are very, very lucky, beta, to have a home for her. And it is such an expensive, beautiful place. And it took your papa such a long time to get a room there. And there were endless forms to fill. And you know, we couldn't believe it when they actually found a room for your daddy there. So you should be happy. Saad knew that his mother was not telling him everything. And that was not true either.
But how, Ammi? How?
Oh, he stayed on his bed for a long time after his mother left the room, trying to figure out a plan to help Dadijan. He tried to remember whatever Dadi had taught him, but all he could remember were her words.
Beta Saad, whenever you need help or advice, always look into the Quran or the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can only trust these two things to help you, beta Saad.
These words kept coming into his mind. But how could the Quran and Hadith help him with this problem? I don't think that there was problems like these at the times of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to get an answer for this kind of a situation. Saad spent the whole afternoon trying to think of a plan, but all he could think about was Dadi's advice. She always gave him good advice. So after his Asr Salah, he decided to try looking into the Quran and the Hadith. He opened the Quran and his eyes fell onto two verses that had the words, give thanks and kindness to parents. Saad didn't quite understand exactly what the verses meant, but he knew that they had something to do with being thankful and being kind to the parents. So he wrote down the verses and closed the Quran. He didn't know where to check in the Hadith, so he prayed to Allah Ta'ala to help him, just how Dadi Jaan had taught him. The first Hadith he found was about good treatment to parents. He didn't understand it properly either, so he wrote it down. The next Hadith and the words parents and paradise and serving them were in it. Saad again didn't understand quite about the entire meaning of the Hadith, but he wrote it down anyways. He began searching for more Hadiths, but he heard his mother calling him for supper, so he put away the Quran and Hadith books and went to the dining room. He just couldn't wait to go back into his room and read whatever he had written down. So he ate very quickly and asked if he could go back to his room. He noticed that his father hadn't been eating much lately as well and hardly spoken to anybody. Saad knew that his father was missing Dadi, although he never said so. All he has to do is just bring her home, thought Saad. Dadi had told him so many stories and hadith about how important it was to take care of our parents and elders. Surely she had taught Papa the same thing too. But then Saad remembered what Dadi had taught him about Shaitan and how powerful he could be. Maybe Papa is just too weak to fight Shaitan, he thought. Saad slightly helplessly. He loved his parents very much, but he felt that they failed him by taking away from him the most beloved person who taught him more than anyone else. He would have to do something to show them how wrong it was. So Saad left the table as he walked to his room, and he began and begged Allah Ta'ala to show him the best way to help Dadi. He locked his room door behind. He took out the piece of paper he had hidden in the pocket. He studied all the verses from the Quran and the Hadith that he had written. Then after the Fajr Azan, he woke him up. So eventually, he sat up in bed, mind full of ideas. And suddenly, an idea clicked him. Dear children, here we end the part two of the story. So inshallah, in the next story, which is tomorrow, I will continue with part 3 and 4 of the story. I'm sure you must be waiting. What's going to happen next? Let's see what Saad has planned. So I'll leave you here and think about it. Share this with your parents, with your Dadi Jaan and Nani Jaan. And inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that was an interesting story, huh? Wondering what his plan is. He was able to find some Quranic verses and then some hadith. And now what plan is he going to make in order to get his Dadi Jaan back? Or how will he learn to cope with it? Okay? So, just wanted to mention that although this story was very interesting, and then definitely there are lessons we can take from it. And the first one that I realized was that the advice that the grandma said that if you have difficulty, then you should turn to the Quran and Sunnah to find a solution to your problem. Because it's so true, subhanAllah, that no matter whatever problem you're going to, it seems like there's always a solution to it in the Quran. You just have to look for it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you the answer. And also make sure that you seek help with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the one person that you should always complain to about all your problems is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He's the one who will be able to take a way out for you. Okay? And we also learned the importance about dealing with our parents in this. That, you know, even though they might be doing something that you don't necessarily like, or that you don't necessarily want happening, you still have to deal with them in a nice manner. because he didn't start hitting his mother or shouting. He was crying because he was upset. But we have to remain respectful to our parents despite what they say. Okay? So, inshallah, our next class, which is on Wednesday, we're going to be continuing. And I just want to quickly wrap up. Make sure that you do your hifz of Surah Abasa, verse 27-32. Try really to focus on your salah today and implement all the things that we have learned. And also make sure that if you face any problem any time in your life, no matter how small or how big it is, do not be ashamed to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's the one who can help us. So with that, we're going to conclude our session. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, I hope to see you on Wednesday with more to learn, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Upsy daisy, now don't be lazy, it's time to go to the masjid. Wash your face up, let's get the face up, it's time to go to the masjid. Help your mother to get your brother, it's time to go to the masjid. It's a wonderful place to go as a family. We'll be standing all together in prayer. We'll meet our friends when we are there. We'll be standing all together in prayer. Now don't be lazy, it's time to go to the masjid. We'll greet everyone with salam when we're at the masjid. Listen carefully to the imam when we're at the masjid. It's a wonderful place to go, made for you and me. We'll be standing all together in prayer. We'll meet our friends when we are there. We'll be standing all together in prayer. See, daisy, now don't be lazy, it's time to go to the masjid. First we'll sit and read the Quran when we're at the masjid. Next we pray with everyone when we're at the masjid. It's a wonderful place to go, a wonderful place to be. We'll be standing.